Welcome to the latest BU News podcast. I'm Emma Ray. Coming up on the programme, we hear about the journalist, radio producer and digital PR guru who are joining the staff in the media school. But first, Connor Burns, MP for Bournemouth East, has praised BU's new framework for leadership and management development in social work and social care that will shape the quality of care received by vulnerable children and adults.
This is national game-changing stuff, and what the Department of Social Work is doing, I think, is to be commended, and the university needs to herald what an amazing asset it is to have this school within the university infrastructure.
The framework's released in collaboration with Learn to Care and in partnership with other key organisations including Skills for Care, the National Skills Academy and the Children's Workforce Development Council. Professor Keith Brown is director of the centre.
If we're doing leadership and management strategies and development programmes, how are we assessing the impact of those in practice? What's organisationally changing the way people are leading? And we've been able to demonstrate that this strategy we've produced, we've piloted it, we've delivered on it. And then also what we've done is we've evaluated the impact and we've seen individual and organisational change all the way through the whole organisation.
The Media School has welcomed a nationally recognised journalist, an executive producer for radio and a digital PR guru to their staff. The three new practitioners in residence each bring invaluable industry expertise to support staff and students in their relevant disciplines. John Wardle, who's director of BU's Centre for Excellence in Media Practice, explains why these appointments are such an important part of the media school's ethos.
The creative industries are such a fast-paced, changing industry that it's really important that we stay at the cutting edge of what's going on. So, for example, this year we've got one in online PR. And that's an area which is so contested and people don't really know the best way of doing things. And so by bringing in a practitioner to work with our academic staff here and with students, most importantly, we're exposed to some of the challenges that PR agencies are facing.
Each of the three practitioners will deliver 100 days of teaching between them in their various subject areas. Here's John again.
One is a journalist. His name's Adam Lee Potter. Until very recently, he was the features editor at the Sunday Mirror. But before that, he's written for every other national newspaper. The second one is Maria Williams. She's, until recently, head of programmes at Wise Buddha, which is Mark Goodyear's production company, but has held commissioning roles at various parts of BBC Radio. So she's going to be working with students, developing their features and their documentary work and drama work. And then we've got Gemma Watkins, who's a PR practitioner with a specialism in social media and online PR.
Many thanks, John, and welcome to you, Maria, Adam and Gemma. In September, we heard the news that visitors to the Venice Film Festival would be the first to pay the city's new tourist tax in a bid to help maintain infrastructure and facilities in the face of increased visitor numbers. But research in BU School of Tourism has shown such taxes can actually damage the economy. Dr. Neely Sitaram uses the case of the Sydney Olympics as an example.
In Australia, in 1990, the local government wanted to impose a 5% bed tax in the CBD of Sydney, and the rationale was that hotels were expected to contribute to the cost of the Olympics. Now, what happened there was, in fact, hotel faced a fall in revenue by 8.5%. The visitors tend to stay for less number of days, and then they reduce the expenditure on other items, and they also chose to travel to other parts of Australia and rather than Sydney. That eventually led to a 2.6% fall in employment. Now, in Australia, this led to a fall of 243 full-time jobs in the CBD of Sydney.
And staying with tourism, BU's Professor Demetrios Bouhalis is leading the industry's bid to answer the biggest question of all: what comes next in the transient tourism sector? His Tourism Futures Forum will take place at the World Travel Market next month, drawing together discussion and debate of this hot topic. We'll bring you more details in the next podcast. This programme was produced by Sally Gates and presented by me, Emma Ray. For more information on any of the news or research featured, just follow the links on our podcast page. Thanks for listening.